Anytime you need to bring a korban from a keves, a lamp, it would be within its first year, as it's considered a lamp, only in its first year. And if you need to bring an ayah or a ram for a korban, then you would bring an ayah in its second year. In its second year, it's considered an ayah, and in its first year, it's considered a keves, a lamp. And any time you have to bring a korban from a specific age of an animal, you would count its birthdays miyom liyom, from day to day, meaning to say that its first birthday would be the start of its second year, and its second birthday would be the start of its third year. But we wouldn't say as soon as it reaches Rosh Chodesh Tishrei that that's the beginning of its second year, even though it was born in Rosh Chodesh Elul, since Tishrei is the beginning of a new year, so it should be considered 1 year old as soon as it reaches Chodesh Tishrei, even though it's only been around for 1 month. That we don't say. Instead, we say you have to wait until its birthday to start its second year. And if the year is an Iber year, there's an extra month added to the year, so it would take an extra month to reach its birthday. It wouldn't be considered 1 year old until it passed all 13 months. Then Shlosha Asar Chodesh, Eino Kasher, Lo L'Ayo, V'lo L'Keves. A lamb that has passed its first birthday, and it's in a 13th month, it would not be kosher, not for an ayah, nor for a keves. And then at 13 months, that's an interim stage, it's no longer a keves, it's not considered a lamb, but it's not yet an ayah, it's not considered a ram either. So therefore, this 13 month old should not be brought as a korban, because if you're mechuyav to bring a keves, this would not be considered a keves. And if you have to bring an ayah, this would not be an ayah either. So therefore, you cannot be yotzei this 13 month old, not for a keves, nor for an ayah. Rabbi Tarfon Koreo Palgus. Rabbi Tarfon refers to this 13-month animal as a palgus. Palgus come from the term plog. Plog means half, meaning to say it's halfway between a keves and an ayah. It's a longer keves, but it's not yet an ayah. Benave Koreo Noke. Benave calls this 13-month-old a nokate, meaning that it's out to pasture. And since it's not a keves nor an ayah, so you wouldn't bring it as a korban. Instead, you'd leave it out to pasture. Rabbi Shmuel Koreo Prakdigma. Rabbi Shmuel calls it Prakdigma, which is a Greek word, referring to coins that were invalidated by the king. If there's a new king, and he wants to stamp new coins. Then he invalidates all coins, but the new coins have yet to been stamped. So therefore, it's an interim stage. So too, the 13 months old is an interim stage. It's in between being a keves and an ayah. Hikrivo, maybe a love, niske ayah v'lo ololo mezivcha. If you did bring the 13 months old as a korban, you would bring the nesachim of an ayah, and even though it's not yet an ayah, but it's not a keves anymore either, so you don't bring the nesachim of a keves. Instead, you bring the nesachim of an ayah. That means to say, they bring a third of a hin of shemen, a third of a hin of yayin, to be poured on the mizbeach, plus two esronos of soles for the minchas nesachim. This is a requirement for the minchas nesachim of an ayah. But it would not count for your zevach. That means to say, if you made a neder to bring a korban, whether you made a neder to bring a keves, or whether you made a neder to bring an ayah, either way, you're not yotzei with this 13 months old, since it's not a keves, nor is it an ayah. So even though you brought it as a korban, you're not yotzei, you're neder, you haven't fulfilled your obligation, and you would have to bring another korban. Ben yud gimel chodesh v'yom echad hareza ayah. But once it's completed 13 months old, and now it's 13 months plus a day, now it's considered an ayah, and as soon as it gets out of its 13th month, it is now an ayah. And if you have to bring an ayah for a korban, you now can bring this as a korban. So the paraparak alf mishnah down chata the tzibor the olos sin. The chata that is brought by the tzibor of the community, and the olos that are brought by the tzibor. Chata that is part of the goat, and the olos is part of the lamb, and it's brought on Rosh Chodesh and on Moedim on Yom Tovim. Chata is hayachid, and chata that is brought by an individual who did an avera. He was over an avera that there's a chi of karth, and he did so b'shogit. He would bring a chata, female goat or female lamb. V'asham nazir, v'asham mitzayra. And so too, the asham that's brought by another, when he completes his nazir, he would bring an asham, a lamb for an asham, among other korbanos. And the asham that's brought by a mitzvah also brings korbanos. When he is cured from his tzaraas, he brings an asham, a lamb for an asham, among other korbanos. All these korbanos are kosher when the animal is 30 days up, including the 30th day itself. It would be kosher to bring this animal as a korban. This is a din l'chatzchila. As l'chatzchila, it's a mitzvah, min ha-mufchor, it's a better mitzvah to bring the animal when it's slightly grown, when it's at least 30 days old. They may cleave them, b'yom shmini, k'sher. But if you brought the animal before it was 30 days old, as long as at least 8 days old, it would be kosher, b'di eved. As an animal is less than 8 days old, is not kosher at all for a korban. As the pasuk says, "Miyom hashmini v'hala yeratzim," only from the eighth day and on would it be a good korban. But once it's 8 days old, it's kosher, but he had it for a korban, even though chaschila, they should have waited until 30 days old. Now, all these korbanos mentioned over here are korbanos chova. The person who brings the korban, or the tiva that brings the korban, is obligated to bring the korban. So since it's a chova, since it's an obligation, we should bring min hamufor, we should bring from the best, so therefore it's better that we should wait a little bit until it's 30 days old. But yeah, but it's kosher, as long as it's 8 days old. Nedarim unedavot. Somebody who made a neder or a nedava, he made a pledge to bring a korban. Habachor, ba'amaisa ba'pesach, ksherim miyom hashmini v'hala, v'yach v'yom hashmini. All of these korbanos, since they are not chovos, they are not obligations, it would be kosher to bring an animal that's 8 days old and up, and so too, if the animal is exactly 8 days old, it would be kosher for a korban. You're not required to wait until 30 days old, and since these are not obligations, you don't have to bring as much of a mukhla, as much of a choice animal, as you would have had it been an obligation. So therefore, as long as it's 8 days old, it's kosher. You don't have to wait until 30 days old. Now, the dog and the devils are obviously not obligations, as these are voluntary acts. Neder means that you took upon yourself to bring a korban, and nedava means that you pledge a specific animal to bring it as a korban. Now, a bechor is not considered an obligation either, because if nobody gives you a bechor, you're not mechuyev to bring it. If you're not a kohen, nobody will give you a bechor, so you wouldn't bring it. And even a kohen, kolma, nobody gave him a bechor, he wouldn't bring it to the korban. So a bechor is not considered an obligation, even though if a bechor was given to a kohen, he would be mechuyev to bring another korban. And ma'aser is also not considered an obligation. Ma'aser is that you took a tithe from your animal. Somebody who has a herd of animals, he would put them in a barn, and he would let them out one by one. And every tenth animal that comes out from the barn, he would whip it with a red dye. That would be ma'aser. It's bought by the Baal himself as a korban. It's not considered an obligation, as if you do not have any animals, you wouldn't take off ma'aser. So it's considered voluntary. So therefore, in all these cases, you can bring it even if it's only 8 days old. Now, a korban pesach is also included among those korbanos that is not an obligation that can be brought, even though the animal is only 8 days old. And the Mefarshim have a difficult time with this. And a Pesach is a chov, it's an obligation. Every member of Klal Yisrael has to take a part in bringing a Korban Pesach. The Mefarshim give different explanations why a Korban Pesach is included among the Korbanos that are not an obligation. And one of the reasons is that since every member of Klal Yisrael has to bring a Korban Pesach, the Chachamim do not want to be machmer and say that you can only bring a Korban Pesach if it's 30 days old, as maybe they will not find enough animals for all of Klal Yisrael, that each one would have an animal that's 30 days old. So therefore the Chachamim were makel, and they said you can use the animal even though it's only 8 days old. Another reason given is that since you're not supposed to leave over the Pesach, if you leave over the Pesach without eating it, it would be no sar, it would have to be burnt. So therefore the Chachamim didn't want to say that you have to wait until the animal is 30 days old. As older the animal is, the more meat there is, and the more chance that some of the meat will be left over and will become no sar. So therefore the Chachamim said, they can take an animal, it's only 8 days old, even though Korban Pesach is a chov, it's an obligation.